Night driving's harder than day driving. Winter driving is harder than summer driving. Mountain driving is harder than driving in Iowa. Am I right? Because in Iowa, you don't have those triangle caution signs that say, watch out, here comes a big curve. I know what some of you do. You put your GPS on your dashboard just so you can anticipate some of those curves, lest you go off a mountain. You know, in Georgia, we don't have guardrails on all those mountain roads either. Danger, caution, watch out. I've learned when Jesus says beware, I've learned to pay attention to that. He says it a few times, beware. Beware of greed. It's the source of all kinds of problems. Beware of those leaders whose corruption starts small and then like yeast gets big. Beware of those who like to parade around and get laud and honor from the public. But the truth is, they'll rip you off behind the scenes. Beware, he says. Beware of those leaders who love the power and the privilege and the office and the perks that come with it. My friend Reggie is the Episcopal priest in town. He moved here a couple years ago, and Reggie usually dresses in his civilian clothes. But recently, we had a lunch meeting here at the church, and he came in a long black robe. Anglican collar. I said, Reggie, is it some kind of a feast day I don't know about? Nope. I said, oh, you coming from a service at the church? Nope. Going to one? Nope. What are you doing, Reggie? He said, you know what? I just started wearing this. I just started wearing it because in public, it gives me all kinds of reasons to engage in conversation with people. Yeah, I bet it does. Said a woman came up to him recently and said, are you Catholic? He said, nope. You must be Orthodox then. Nope. She goes, well, I know you're something. He said, I am. I'm something. It's not like when you're wearing your favorite college team's logo somewhere. You know you're going to get a comment, right? You're going to get a comment, good or bad. Things aren't always as they appear. Beware. Beware, Jesus says. I was driving one of my kids home, you know him well, through my neighborhood. And we were driving, and at that time, a car that was made in the previous millennium. Okay? It had ripped seats. It had a broken radio. Let's see. It was dented on the outside, and on the inside, it had a two- or three-colored dashboard. You know that kind of car. It had a 250,000 miles on it. He sees a brand new car in a neighbor's driveway. I don't notice it, but he says, as he's turning 16, Dad, so-and-so must be doing pretty well because they have a such-and-such in their driveway, and that costs X and Y and Z. I said, don't you think they're doing pretty well? I said, well, maybe, or maybe they just have a big car loan. Not what he was wanting to hear. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by the appearances. Some things, some people aren't what they seem. One commentary I studied this week said, hypocrisy can masquerade as faithfulness. Pretense can parade as piety. Watch out for counterfeits. Jesus said that 2,000 years ago. At the temple, rich donors are putting in offerings. And most people say, wow, look how much they give. But not Jesus. He says, look how little they give. These are people who are putting offerings at the temple, the kind of people that gets buildings named after them, okay? Plaques on furnishings. Jesus said, they're really not giving anything. Not compared to that woman over there. What woman? The one that just put in the two coins. Did you notice her? They hadn't. Look at her. She's given everything she has. There are folks that give much. And sometimes without notice. Give all. See there, Shepherd Jesus says, live like her. I imagine one of the disciples, probably it was Judas, because he's the one who loved money so much. He was the one that was always giving his hand in the money purse that they kept. He seemed to be the group treasurer. I imagine Judas saying something like, "Are you saying not equal giving but equal sacrifice? Are you talking about percentage and not actual amount? Are you saying, Lord, that no matter what we have, we ought to give ourselves fully to you? Is that what you're saying?" "I am," I imagine Jesus saying back. I am, and if you don't understand it now, you'll understand it more when you see me enthroned on the cross. I'm saying give all to God. Sergeant Ron Helis was the name of the 29-year-old police veteran in Ventura County, California, who close to retirement was killed in the line of duty last week at that mass shooting. He was the first one killed. He was on the telephone with his wife. Did you read his conversation? Last thing he said to her, "I've got to call, I've got to go, I love you." And then Sergeant Helis, as a first responder, gave his life to save other lives. The servant song of Isaiah puts it this way. He didn't look majestic. There was nothing in his appearance that was desirous. But he emptied himself. He poured himself out even to death to give blessing and life. And we call him great. "Lord," I imagine the disciples saying when Jesus lauded this poor widow, "are you saying you want us to give our lives completely to God?" And Jesus, on his way to the cross, said, "I am." In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.